Hi, my name is Brigitte Voisard, and I'll be presenting results from an online survey of physicians concerning behavior change counseling, or BCC. So, effective BCC can improve patient outcomes by motivating them towards changing risky health behaviors, which are the principal cause of non-communicable chronic diseases, or NCDs, such as cancer and heart disease. Unfortunately, most physicians are still ill-equipped in terms of BCC, and while there are many different training programs out there, these programs differ a lot from one to the next, and they weren't built around stakeholder needs. This survey was conducted to inform the development of a new training program through an integrated knowledge translation process where stakeholder needs are directly addressed. It was completed online by 80 Canadian physicians from four specialties who regularly treat NCD patients: cardiology, respirology, internal medicine, and general or family medicine. First, results concerning risky health behaviors showed that the four behaviors deemed the most important to address were smoking, medication non-adherence, physical inactivity, and having an unhealthy diet. Second, results concerning perceptions of BCC showed that physicians from all four specialties deemed it very important to address risky health behaviors when working with NCD patients, with a mean rating of 9.1 out of 10. However, confidence and ability to conduct effective BCC was only moderate, with a mean rating of 5.3 out of 10. Finally, despite this discrepancy between the high perceived importance of addressing risky health behaviors and the moderate confidence in ability to conduct BCC, there was only moderate interest in BCC training. The mean rating was 6.3 out of 10, and physicians indicated being willing to devote an average of 3.8 hours of their time to BCC training. Interestingly, results suggest a possible decrease in confidence over the first 10 to 15 years of practice, with a significant difference in confidence between physicians with 0 to 5 years of experience and those with 11 to 15 years of experience. Taken together, these results are presently informing the development of a BCC training program, which will, for example, highlight the four behaviors deemed the most important to change. And while interest in BCC training was only moderate, this can and will be addressed by leveraging the high perceived importance of addressing risky health behaviors and by tailoring the program to the needs of physicians, for example, by examining the feasibility of a four-hour program. Finally, the observed lower confidence levels in early to mid-career physicians may be indicative of the many challenges of accompanying patients in their behavior change, and the reasons behind this difference in confidence will be important to address in training. Thanks for your time.